Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have Aaron West. He's the CEO of Nevada Builders. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Trey Abney, Liz McMenamin, and Lisa Caffarata. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Aaron West. He is CEO at Nevada Builders. It's a large association. Explain to folks who may not be aware of you what the association is about.
Well, really, we're a trade organization made up of about 700 member companies across the state. We are the largest statewide construction industry organization. And you know, it's really about providing, the typical trade association mantra, you know, providing benefits for that for those membership dollars. And so we've got some great products, some great insurance products for the construction industry, and then also we advocate at the local and state level.
Okay, so let's look at the state, because it's an incredible time for Nevada. Whether you're in rural Nevada, you're in Las Vegas, you're in Reno, the whole state is just on fire, and it's going to be that way easily for the next 10 years in my estimation, and I think in a lot of other people. So the big question is, do we have the workforce in place in northern and southern Nevada to be able to handle this?
Unfortunately, today the answer is no, and you nailed it on the head. It's a huge issue, and it's really, we're not sure if it's a societal issue or a generational issue, but we've essentially lost a generation of workforce. We have a lot of we have a system that tells all the kids that if you don't have a four-year degree, you know, that you really you're a failure. And so, unfortunately, it's really taken away from kids that, you know, we could certainly, you know, do something with. So yeah, we have huge gaps.
All right. So in Northern Nevada, several years ago, Norm DeAnda took the bull by the horns and started the ACE Charter High School, which was all about construction and technical education. Are there others like that around the state, or do you guys need to start from the ground zero?
Well, it's from a state perspective. Down in Las Vegas, there's actually three technical academies, and they do an amazing job. And I want to say, you know, this is in no way am I, you know, anti-school district or teacher or anything like that. I think they've been stuck working within the parameters that they, you know, that they are mandated to them. But the folks that are out there and carrying the torch on behalf of CTE and the Signature Academies and looking at voc-ed, the nice thing is in the rurals, you know, a lot of those guys were able to hold on to their, you know, their vocational ed programs. And so it's not certainly not as big as a pull in those areas. But when you get into, you know, like you say, in Reno, we're... When you try to talk to the Washoe County School District about, you know, what can we do about construction workforce, they just, oh, it's ACE. And ACE is doing an amazing job. But, you know, we need to kind of shift the mindset and see if we can get more folks over there. You know, currently they're carrying about 200 kids, and that's awesome. And those guys are all coming out with job offers and, you know, being very productive going forward. So, you know, hopefully we can get the message out and really try and push that forward.
Well, and it's interesting because during the recession, obviously, construction was not a huge bonanza in the Silver State. It was the exact opposite. And an incredible amount of the workforce actually left the state and went to where the work was, places right. like the Dakotas, et cetera. So now part of the challenge is to get some of those folks to come back because some of those other areas are not doing as well as they were doing before. But, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, you and I discussed this privately, but, you know, I came from England, and in England you made a decision when you were 16 years old as to whether you were going to go on to college or whether you were going to go into a trade, you know, and we don't have that here. So that's something, and explain, if you will, for folks that may not even realize, these are not horrible jobs you're talking about. These are high-paying jobs.
Right. No, and that's... It's certainly interesting, and you know, I think we always talk about graduation rates, especially in our state. You know, 30 to 35% of the kids that start high school aren't finishing, and I think that's a testament to, you know, one system that doesn't fit all. And so the idea that we can provide opportunities, and you know, yeah, there's, you know, obviously there's entry level workers, but as you work through, I mean, we've got information. And you know, part of what we're out promoting is we've built this platform called buildnv.org, and you can go there and you can actually see what some of the average wages are for electricians and plumbers and you know, equipment operators. They're very, very good wages, very livable wages.
And what about apprenticeship programs? You know, are the construction companies that are members of your organization having full-on apprenticeship programs?
You know, unfortunately, we're pretty limited within the state. You know, there's the typical union-run apprenticeship programs, and then ABC has a couple programs in place. But access to that is pretty limited. You know, really what we see in terms of being able to manage costs and product is, you know, commercial projects and contractors that focus on commercial projects typically, you know, tend to either be union or large enough that they can support the apprenticeship programs. And on the residential side, you know, those guys, the margins are so thin that, you know, everybody's just trying to get the work done. And they're putting out a good product. They're just, you know, typically don't go through that formal of a program.
Okay, so we are going to run into a giant crisis here over the next couple of years because as I look at the business press, you know, I'm seeing permits being pulled on a weekly basis and the numbers are going up and up and up where you might have seen one or two houses.
Right.
It's now in the dozens, along with other things like, you know, SolarCity and all the permits they're pulling to do their projects. So, yeah. So what's your next step? I mean, is it to do it legislatively?
Well, I think the first thing, and one of the things that I'm really really proud of is that the construction industry was able to come together. You know, obviously there's multiple organizations, whether it's BAN, AGC, ABC, and ourselves, but especially for Northern Nevada, understanding the crisis that's coming this way, we're able to pull together and really kind of look at this collectively, and decided that we really need two tracks. We need a workforce development campaign, which is really getting into the schools, talking to the kids, you know, talking with educators, parents, and everyone about the opportunities that do exist in the construction industry and start to grow, you know, that workforce organically. And the other side of it is the workforce recruiting piece, like you said. You know, one of the advantages to having a trade, you know, having a skilled trade is that if it is slow in one area, you can pick up and go wherever the work is, right? You're never really out of work. So we need to, we need to get to those folks that left the area, you know, like you say, in North Dakota. I would submit that someone would probably prefer the weather in Northern Nevada over in North Dakota in the winter. So that's really what the platform is really built for both of those, to really create this education campaign.
All right, more with Aaron West when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Aaron West. He's the CEO at Nevada Builders. Let's talk about unemployment, because there are strange dichotomies that appear to me. For example, we've constantly read about the number of unemployed in the construction business in Las Vegas, numbering up as high as 100,000 people. And yet there are construction jobs breaking ground, it seems, almost every day. Project Neon just got signed off on, and even though that's still going to take a while before it really gets going. But are there really 100,000 unemployed construction workers in Southern Nevada?
You know, it's interesting. Talking to my members, who are obviously some of the smaller guys who are working in residential, small commercial, they would not agree with that. Every member of mine that I'm talking to across the state says that they are looking for help and they can't find it. So unfortunately, I think some of the larger projects, some of the larger public works projects, like you said, depending on when they ramp up and when they scale down, that can create a flood of folks that go back into the roles in the union shop or, you know, in the union houses and stuff like that. And so I think some of that, some of that plays with the numbers, but I can tell you that every one of my members is actively, you know, pursuing additional employees.
Well, I know that here in Northern Nevada, I've just been trying to get work done for myself, and where it was pretty easy and somebody would show up, you know, within a day at most, now it's, we can call you back in 3 weeks. I mean, it really is ramping up.
No, it really is, and that's what, you know, that's what concerns us. That's what triggered conversations between us and EDON on, you know, they've done such a great job, you know, promoting the area and bringing business here. What are we doing to meet that demand that's impending? So I think, you know, with the idea that we're looking at 26,000 residential units over the next few years in the region, you know, now's the time for us to really.
And that's the next 5 years. That's not, you know, they're talking 50,000 units over the next 10 years. And Jeff Hardcastle, the state demographer, is saying, you know, we're like weather forecasters and economists. The numbers are changing every day. Right. And I know with the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, they're looking to buy more land.
Right.
They are in a project that Roger Norman said in 1998 would not be completed in his lifetime. Right. They're looking to buy more land because they're going to run out otherwise.
Exactly.
That is a stunning statistic. optimistic.
Well, and you know, there's some folks that have a hard time getting their head around the numbers in the EPIC report. But to your point, ask the state demographer how many jobs have created this year alone. They predicted 10,000, and we're well over 6,000. So we're on pace. So these numbers aren't made up. And especially as it relates to, you know, a construction workforce, if they're projecting 52,000, you know, jobs over the next 5 years, typically the construction industry runs about 8% of that. That's 4,000 workers that we need in the construction industry, and we're not even at capacity yet. So, you know, we predict just in this area alone, we're probably somewhere shy of 7,000 to 8,000 labor force.
And in addition to this, we're looking at, you know, housing needs for the area, period, because there really isn't a shadow market. And if it is, it's pretty minimal at this point in time, not going to affect the marketplace. So we need housing for the new workers. For example, Panasonic is sending hundreds of workers by the end of this year to work at the Tesla plant. Where are they going to live? I mean, probably at hotel casinos.
Right.
They're going to have to be converted for a time being, at least, into monthly, weekly type rentals. But they're going to need housing as well as the people who are moving here for the jobs.
Yeah, and it's a little troubling, because when you look at, you know, what folks would like to see in terms of residential, and what some of you know, some of our entities would prefer to provide, you know, very excited about projects like the King's Inn, you know, where we're rehabbing some of those blighted properties. But, you know, when you look at these folks that are coming over the hill from California, you know, they may have been living in a condo, but that was because that's all they could afford. They're coming over here and they want that, you know, that single family home on the lot, you know, where they can have the dog and the kids and all that. And so, we're going to struggle to meet this demand, but I think the community is rallying around this, and now's the time to make it happen.
All right, so, we know that there are people within the Clark County School District and the Washoe County School District who watch this program on a regular basis. What do you say to them?
Well, I'd love to make a pitch for the buildnv.org. I think there's some great tools on there that talk, you know, for teachers, parents, students. They can look at the great opportunities that exist. They can look at career paths. We have a whole page of resources available through state organizations and nonprofits. I think it can really be a platform for anyone who's struggling and looking for a career, and, you know, wants something that's fulfilling and you know, really meets that livable wage criteria.
My daughter did a 7-year apprenticeship as an electrician, and now she's an electrical contractor in Hawaii. And guess what? She's looking for electricians.
Aaron, that's a success story.
Indeed. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
We don't just practice law here in Reno. This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Everybody knows that at More Furniture for Less, you always get our huge selection of bedrooms at our guaranteed low prices.
And now, during the More Bedroom sale, choose a deluxe bedroom, and you'll get the mattress and foundation included for free.
Choose this beautiful set with queen storage bed, dresser, mirror, and nightstand for only $7.99, and we'll give you the mattress and foundation for free.
Going on now at the More Bedroom sale at More Furniture for Less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel, and we're taping this the morning that there was a huge snowfall in the Reno area, so I'm grateful for everybody showing up today. We're joined by Trey Abney. He's Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Liz McMenamin is Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Lisa Cafferata is lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. The Democratic debate is coming up this weekend.
Right.
Your thoughts on whether your organization is going to be involved in that debate in terms of the conversation?
You know, the Democratic candidates, all of them are, you know, very strong advocates for women's health care, access to safe and legal abortion, medically accurate sex ed, and so there's no distinction really between the candidates, and it's not a controversy, and it's not a way to rally the base unless you sort of aren't pro-women's health. So I don't see us coming up, but we will see.
Now that the budget deal has essentially been taken care of here through the rest of President Obama's presidency, do you think that this is going to lessen the attacks on Planned Parenthood?
You know, that's interesting. I don't know if that will have any impact on it. It may. It may have some, but we also have elections coming up, Sam, so you have to think about that. That's an area that they start talking about. The pro-lifers definitely want to talk about their opinion on the issue, so they always get a little media time.
It'll be state by state. You'll have it raised.
And here in Nevada, does it just continue to divide the Republicans?
Well, everything continues to divide the Republicans in Nevada. But yeah, I mean, you've got
your moderate Republicans.
Right.
You've
who
got
don't want to talk about
your
that stuff.
Fiscal
right.
conservatives, and now you have your social conservatives. Right. This is not a good time for everybody to be yelling about everything.
No, it's not. I mean, we've still got, you know, what, 10 presidential candidates we're trying to figure out, you know, who
only eight
who
on the stage. This will air after the next Republican debate, but
right.
Down to eight on the stage.
Yes, that's right. But and I haven't watched one debate yet on either side. And
you're missing out.
Yeah,
it's great TV.
Yeah.
You know, you've got scandal and you got the debates and you got Monday Night Football and they're all battling it out.
Yeah.
Let me change topics here, but we're talking politics. So Michelle Fiore looks like she's going to be a candidate to go up against Joe Heck in the 3rd Congressional District. Her calendar is making all kinds of noise. And I have to say, I have a signed copy of the calendar, and I think it's awesome. And that's not a political statement. I just think she did a great job. And if you're pro-gun...
You're such a male.
Sorry. Do we have to check that before?
Yeah.
I'm such a male.
We're male, female, or not. Anywhere on the gender binary, we're all good for that. And she's certainly, you know where she stands. It's a pretty high cheese factor on that calendar.
My birthday's in April. I want to know what the picture is for April.
For April.
But you have to remember.
Michelle would say, buy a calendar.
You have to remember, filing is actually in March. So just because she's making noise about running for a federal office
doesn't mean
at the end of the day she won't refile for the assembly. You know, she's got a few months to figure that out.
And I'd hate to see her. I'd hate to lose her in the assembly because she does have a place in the assembly. She's been there a couple of sessions, and she's really done for her constituents what they've looked to have done in the assembly.
And in a lineup with Joe Heck,
she's not running against Joe Heck, just to clarify. She's running against Michael Roberson.
Sharon Angle might run against Joe Heck. Yeah, she's making noise to get some money. I guess she needs a job.
So against Michael Roberson, anything can happen in that race, because you also have
Danny Tarkanian, who's actually making a lot of money. You know, the more conservatives you get in that race, the more they'll split, and Roberson, you know, can kind of come out of that scrum. So that's the issue. If the conservatives really wanted to take out Roberson, they would pick one candidate and do a head-to-head in the primary.
Okay, so I read something interesting in an editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm not sure which of the two writers wrote this, but I thought the tagline in it was kind of interesting, and I didn't really understand it. The editorial was headlined, "Improving Tourism Infrastructure, Key to Las Vegas Economy." Makes sense. And at the end of the piece, they talk about the recently formed Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee will make recommendations for economy-growing improvements. The Regional Transportation Commission is planning transit upgrades, and UNLV is working towards construction of a new stadium between the campus and the Strip. But here's the line. If the Republican political establishment doesn't sabotage it, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, they're wanting taxpayers to pay for a stadium down there, and I don't know that they can succeed, and they can blame the Republicans all they want, but it's the voters' bottom line. I would assume, knowing that they've been trying to, I've seen a lot of editorials talking about the square footage that we have for conventions going down there. So it's a push to try to get this more convention space.
I'm going to claim ignorance. I didn't know that it was a party issue down there. I know there's some people that don't want to fund. A new stadium.
But this was the Reno political establishment doesn't sabotage it. I don't understand.
The Reno political establishment.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
I have no idea. I don't think anybody in Reno cares whether they put a stadium down there. Right, and it's not going to be state tax dollars funding it. So if the locals in Clark County want to fund that, they do need more infrastructure. I was told that in Orlando, you know, the airport's like 20 miles away, right, from their convention space. They're building a light rail that's going to get you there, they claim.
Private.
Right. But they claim it's going to get you there quicker than you can get from McCarran Airport to the convention center in Las Vegas, and that's two blocks away.
Oh, wow,
and
what a ride.
What we're struggling
it's a Disney
with.
Ride.
If you have all of those, you have all of that infrastructure problem in Las Vegas and traffic and all the service streets, and they're going to have to fix that or they're going to start losing conventions.
And the bottom line is, and, you know, Dave DeMora was talking about this on the program, the hope from the Southern Nevada delegation is that we get some kind of rail transit along the Strip and a stadium that's more accessible.
Right. I don't know who in Reno's trying to sabotage that.
That was my question. Yeah. Honestly, I was not that clear. We'll be right back.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Fiat we've all been waiting for, the Fiat you've been waiting for, the all-new all-wheel drive Fiat 500X. The first Fiat with all-wheel drive for unbelievable performance on the road as well as off it. And you'll find it at Fiat of Reno for a very affordable price starting at just $22,900. And it's got power everything, automatic transmission, even a backup camera. And we've got a great selection to choose from. We'll see you at Fiat of Reno. And remember, you can check out our entire inventory at fiatofreno.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.